Started, I'd like to call the December 15th Ways and Means meeting, committee meeting to order. Natalie, could you take roll call?
Harsha.
Here.
Ronk.
Present.
Bartels.
Here.
Gavaris.
Present.
Haynes.
Here.
Mayo. Walter.
Here.
Okay, so and do we have Legislator Criswell? Yes, we do. Okay, so I'll take a motion for discussion to move resolution 426.
So moved.
And I'll second that.
Thank you. So, Legislator Criswell, you want to speak to this? This is the amending the policy for funding non-county organizations.
Yes, thank you very much. So we kind of went round on this a bit in Democratic Caucus, and I wanted to say that I think this is actually a lot more simple than I think it got sort of spun into. What my intention was to basically just reinstate the oversight of the committee to what it originally was approved of in January in the original committee approvals. And so I think that that's what this language does. And I think it's a fairly simple move. I know that there was some conversations about other areas that would need to be looked at and adjusted so that we're making sure that the right committees are oversight of the right issues and things like that. And I totally agree with that, but I think that's a separate issue than what this is tonight. And I'd say let's tackle that in the next year, and I'm all for that and happy to sit on any sort of committee that's going to do that.
And wasn't there an amendment that you were going to propose?
There was questions about one particular word, which was about sole oversight. And so
sole jurisdiction.
Thank you very much. Sorry. And if striking sole jurisdiction will make this move forward, I'm happy to make that amendment.
Okay. Any other question? Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. I appreciate the willingness to strike the word soul. That would make me more comfortable. You know, this is one that, and we did go round and round on it yesterday, that I've struggled with a little bit because I think we still haven't found a way to deal with this comprehensively. And I also feel like this leaves out certain committees and certain organizations, one example being Soil and Water. But in consideration of my colleagues' wishes, those who serve on the the programs committee, and in consideration of the need to have work to do moving forward starting in January, I'm willing to move this forward with the understanding that we're going to do that work. And I of course take you at your word, Legislator Criswell. So I'd be willing to move this forward, although I would like to see that word soul stricken, because I'm just afraid it would have impacts in terms of Ways and Means financial oversight. And then I would look forward to working with the programs committee throughout the year to figure out a way to address not only this aspect, but then figuring out how to handle it through whichever other committees are relevant as well.
So are you making the a motion to amend the, I guess we'll have to amend it on the floor tonight. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I think we'll have to amend it on the floor, but as long as there's the understanding and agreement, and I'd be happy to have Legislator Criswell make that amendment to strike the word soul. I would second it. I mean, it's his
resolution. On the floor. Okay. All right. Floor. Yeah. Any other questions on this?
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late. I couldn't get in. I was dialing. They gave me the wrong number.
Well, you're here now. Please let the record show Chairman Donaldson has joined us. All right, so any other questions on this one? Okay, all in favor of moving, all in favor of approving 426?
Aye.
I think I am. I didn't hear all the information, but.
You are, Dave.
Opposed? Okay. Opposed? Any opposed? No. Well,
if Ken says I am, then I'm sure.
Okay. Resolution 427, authorizing and appropriating a one-time compensatory time payment to certain employees of the Ulster County Board of Elections as amended. Move.
I'll move it.
Second, Legislator Bartels. Legislator Bartels, do you want to speak to this?
I could. I would just draw the committee's attention to the amendment, which is highlighted in the packet, which would extend the period to the first pay period in January. I don't have it open in front of me.
16.
And that would allow time for the drawdown of comp time, which is already happening, is my understanding.
Legislator Ronk.
Thank you. I've made this point a couple times in laws and rules regarding this resolution last month and this month. I agree with Legislator Bartels that there's currently a drawdown happening, due to the restrictions for the number of people that can be in county offices at the same time, and the fact that Board of Elections work really can't be done from home. They're going to have an awful lot of opportunities to draw down their comp time. I don't see the reason to move forward on a payout. We don't pay out comp time for any other department. So I feel strongly, I know that the argument that gets made often on this is it's grant funded, so we don't have to worry about it. A, grant funding is still taxpayer dollars. And B, we could use that grant funding for other items that are needed at the Board of Elections that we're eventually going to have to go back to the taxpayers for. So I understand that, these are our political friends and appointments and whatnot, but I just can't see, spending taxpayer money to pay out comp time for 8 individuals when they absolutely are going to have the opportunity to draw down their comp time moving forward.
Legislator Haynes, then Bartels.
I'm going to go ahead and support this like I have been, but with it being contingent to the fact that we are still going to look into how to address this issue, because I'm fairly certain that we haven't done anything to correct this moving forward. So I trust in Legislator Bartels and anybody else that was, willing to lead the charge on this and take a look at this moving forward.
Okay, thank you. Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. I would just, I appreciate the comment from Legislator Haynes and look forward to working with you in whatever capacity you want to in that regard as well. And I commit to that. I just also did want to point out that the grant funding that we're using is for expenditures previous to December 31st, and the grant request filing must be by January 30th. And that's just a point of information.
Great. Okay. All in favor of resolution 427? Okay. Opposed?
I'm a no.
Okay. Legislator Ronk's a no. Everyone else is yes. Resolution 439, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a resource allocation plan and intermunicipal agreements with the various municipalities to be funded under the resource allocation plan for the Youth Bureau. Move.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Legislator Bartels move. Legislator Ronk seconded. Now these, as you will see, I think Natalie sent out everybody the contracts that we received from Deputy Ryder. So hopefully you've all had a chance to review those. Any other questions on this? No, all in favor of resolution 439? Opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution 449, amending the capital project number 519, Ulster County Law Enforcement Center, energy upgraded.
I'll move it.
Thank you, second?
My second.
Thank you, Legislator Walter. Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 450 is the bond for the energy upgrade.
Sorry. Yep. Chair, did you see I'm going to be a no to protest? You're, no, I'll speak to it on
the floor. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I just wanted to make sure you saw my hand.
I did not. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. So on 449, you're a no. Okay. 450, authorizing the design and planning costs in connection with the construction of energy upgrades to the law enforcement center.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any questions, concerns? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Legislator Bartels. Okay. Resolution 453, authorizing the design and planning cost in connection with the reconstruction of the McKinstry Bridge in the town of Gardner in and for the county of Ulster for $120,000.
Move it.
I'll second it.
Legislator Bartels. Any questions, concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. I'll take a motion to block resolutions 455 and 456, Family of Woodstock.
I'll make a motion, we block them.
Second?
Second.
Okay. On the block, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay, on the resolutions, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 467, adopting the proposed local law number 14 of 2020, a local law amending local law number 17 of 2020 to create the Department of the Environment and the Office of Coordinator of the Department of Environment for the County of Ulster. Move?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any questions, concerns? Legislator Ronk.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to be a no on the adoption of this law. You know, I respect the reasoning behind the title change, but due to the fact that the individual in the position was, given a raise in the executive's budget, it was removed as part of the rate increase resolution, but I believe that the will or desire is still there to raise the salary of the position. If that is part of the reasoning behind the title change, or if the title change is part of the reasoning behind the salary increase, then we should be honest with the taxpayers when it comes to the financial impact of this resolution, which is listed at none. I've heard a lot of arguments about the reason for the title change is that there's more staff there, so it should be a director position instead of coordinator. I remember that over the years when we've added to the staff of the department, it was because the director was doing too much work and needed to have people to be able to spread the work around. And then, the reasoning behind changing it to director from coordinator and raising the salary is because now there are, people under her and she's got more work to do. So to me, there's a lot of circular logic there that makes it so I just can't feel comfortable supporting this at this time.
Legislator Bartels.
I feel very comfortable supporting it. What's before us is the title change, not a salary change. I strongly support the idea of a salary increase for this position, but could not do it this year, which is why I voted no to the raises. I've been at events with the coordinator of the Department of the Environment, big events, and I can tell you that there's something in that title that just doesn't give the respect it deserves to the person in that position and to the department itself. And so I think this has been a long time coming. And while it's just one word, I think it means a lot, and it would mean a lot to the person in the position, but I think it would mean a lot to the county in terms of stepping up to acknowledging the importance of the department, to give the department a director. This coordinator has brought in over $6 million in direct grants to the county. She's done an incredible job. And again, it's a small thing. It's a one word change, but I think it's a really important distinction, and it's a sign of respect. And so I strongly support this.
Okay, Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I just want to make it clear that my position on this has nothing to do with the individual in the position. Apparently there's some sort of delusion going on that I'm against this person or trying to drag her name through the mud. That's absolutely not the case. I think she's done a great job for the county. I just think that we should be honest with our intentions when we're passing these things to the taxpayers. You know, if the intention is that there's going to be a salary increase at some point, in part due to this title change, then we should be honest with the taxpayers. I think that what's being perpetrated here is some dishonesty. That's all.
Any other questions, concerns? Okay. All in favor of resolution 467? Opposed? Legislator Ronk's the only opposition. Okay. Moving forward, resolution 470, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to accept the National Association of County and City Health Officials implementing opioid overdose prevention. Take a motion to move for discussion. Okay, second. Thank you. Any other questions or concerns on this? Legislator Bartels.
Not a question or concern. I just want to say that I'm really grateful that we're getting this grant. We, in laws and rules, because it was a late, we got a detailed explanation from Mr. Martello yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of exciting work that's about to happen. And so I just want to recognize and acknowledge that and say that I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you. All right. All in favor of the resolution? Opposed? Okay, so moved. Anybody have any new or old business? Okay, I just want to wish everyone, take this opportunity to wish you and your family a happy, safe, and healthy holiday. And also thank you for all your hard work this year. I really appreciate it. So with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second and thank you for your great leadership.
Oh, thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a good one, everyone. See you shortly.
Be well, everybody.